My father was in World War II. He told us that when Pearl Harbor was attacked, the very next day, everyone, absolutely everyone, went to enlist in the services. Why? It felt personal, as if we all were being attacked. People who were otherwise disqualified or had eliminated themselves because of their physical inability to fight in war were suddenly qualified. That's what attack does. Attack unifies us and qualifies us. We noticed this more recently for those of us who are alive or have learned about 9/11. What happened to other people felt in a real sense that it had been done to us. In our gospel, St. John's reaction to someone else driving out demons shows us a different response to attack. John didn't feel in solidarity with the exorcist outside of the group, outside of the disciples and apostles who were walking with Jesus. Because the devil had attacked on someone else, didn't feel like an attack on John. Rather, John saw the other exorcist's actions as an attack on John, his exclusive relationship with Jesus. John's compassion, his compassion had not stretched far enough to encompass the person who was attacked by the devil. The enemy had inflicted something on the other person, but also had inflicted something on John. Fear had caused John to look inward and not outward. Was he worried about other people being greater than he, like we heard about in yesterday's gospel? John failed to see out of fear what Jesus demonstrated every day. And what is that? That we are in a fight. Everyone is a potential casualty. We're in a deadly battle with the devil for our souls and for the souls of the people we love. Everyone is attacked. Even the people we loathe are attacked. Understanding how personal this is to God, Jesus refocuses John to the broader attack, the need for compassion, the need for essential solidarity, the need for disciples to keep vigilant, seeking unity. This gospel is helpful for me. It's very helpful for me in another way. Notice what this means for us, what this other person was doing who is not really in the inner circle with Jesus and the disciples. This person who was driving out demons had not been trained by Jesus. This person who was driving out demons might look otherwise unqualified, but he was qualified. He was using a very powerful weapon, his connection to Jesus through Jesus' love for him and his love for others, his connection to Jesus through Jesus' holy name. Each time we're tempted to disqualify ourselves, as we often are tempted to do, we must remember that the temptation is from the devil. We must remember that the enemy is petrified of us. The enemy is so fearful of us companioning Jesus. The enemy is so fearful of us in Jesus' mighty name that he attacks us so we will not get into the fight, so we'll not walk with Jesus, so we'll not step out in compassion for other people. So, no one is too unprepared. Why? Because Jesus himself prepares us and walks with us. But we must be engaged. We must get into it. Jesus draws the battle line for us in this gospel. For whoever is not against us is for us. Which means all our loved ones who are unaware that this fight is going on for their soul are potential casualties. So let us engage. Let us engage the enemy with Jesus for them. In Jesus' mighty name.